matinee with Bob and Ray. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome again to our ending series of public service programs.
What was that again?
Heard right now at 1:30 all the way with Ken and Bill. And here, on behalf of our sponsor, is Larry Lovebreath, with just a word of reminder.
All right.
Well, Ray, thank you very much. And we have a very select group of sponsors with us this afternoon on Outboard Motor Mart, a Revere Racing, and a Boston and Maine Railroad. What could be nicer than all of that, eh?
Well, nothing much, that's for sure, Bob. Ken?
That concludes the prepared portion of today's program.
Part was scripted, folks. From here on in, it'll be just mostly off the cuff, so
just
to speak.
Kind of ad-lib from here down through to 1:30.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Anything can happen, and usually does.
A reminder now that no portion of this program can be rebroadcast without the express consent of Scooter Rizzuto of the American League.
So put that in your pipe, huh?
Will you do that, friends, and let us know if it's milder.
Now, Mary, you and Arthur are going to start off with a song today.
I thought I thought we'd get right into a musical today.
All right.
It's from Call Me Madam, I think, isn't it?
Sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Berlin.
I'm singing the part that Ethel Neumann sang.
Yeah.
And you're singing the part that Paul Lucas sang in the movie.
Russell Knight sang that.
Russell Knight. Yes. All right. Well, then why don't we get it going?
Nice.
It is not so surprising that you feel very strange, but nice.
My heart, sing it, boy.
Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice.
You go.
Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older. Rub down with the velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant day. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I
don't need vandalizing. It's not so surprising.
I feel that
your heart goes to the pattern. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice.
That was wonderful, huh?
Wasn't?
Yes,
it
was.
I hear music and there's no one there. I smell flowers.
You too.
And the... Hello, sir.
How there, Bob and Ray.
What are you wearing? Charlie? Shave lotion or something?
You went too far with that line. You're supposed to end it with, I smell. Want to take the line over again?
No, I do not.
Well, it's a beautiful day here in Boston.
Yes, it is. It's a nice day here.
And we're all set for the Red Sox-Yankees game.
Yes, I will.
Happening at 1:55.
Thank you, Ty.
We don't use that phrase, happening. It's taking place
for broadcasting time. Any number of phrases can be used in there. Look, before we leave, we got a lot of stuff we want to get rid of, Bob, down cellar. Well, we better make a lot of giveaways.
Who's going to get all of that cider that we're leaving here?
Well, that has turned, I'm afraid to say. That stuff now belongs to the Internal Revenue Department. And we better keep our hands off it, actually.
Well,
unless we want to pay tax on it.
We have 400 copies of How Times Have Changed piled up down there.
What?
We have 400 copies of How Times Have Changed piled up.
That you can have, friends, for practically nothing. We'll even pay
you
the freight.
For what it's worth. You can have it for practically nothing.
And we'll be glad to pay the freight on it just to ship it on out of here, actually. We have a couple of Tim's caps that Bob and I used to wear in our skiing act that is still available. If you'd like to have one of them or both of them for your own collection, then just put on a postcard, head. And we know what you're talking about.
Hat, and we'll either get, or Tim.
Or Tim, and we'll get the thing right out to you.
Then there are...
Wait a minute.
What?
Include your name and address and your stocking size.
And we have a few... We have a few... A few jowl strands left, though. All his, our old music. Bill was giving us all of our...
Oh,
nice.
Bill,
this is sad.
Gee, Bill, you shouldn't make it sad.
As I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day...
Well, that was the
song. A great big wooden box was floating in the bay.
That was one of our big production numbers.
Then maybe you remember along about the middle of last summer, we had a song.
I get along without you very well, of course I do, except when soft rains fall, different leaves that I recall, thrill of being sheltered in your arms, of course I do.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Another one we got here, isn't it? All you've got, just two pieces of music? It must be all you've got, huh?
I feel la 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 la.
You've already done that one. Well, while our secretary is going after the rest of the music copies, why don't we hear about the B&M?
Well, all right, sure.
Hmm?
We're announcing attractive weekend summer train service to the heart of the White Mountains.
Omaha, Nebraska.
No. Now, for your vacation convenience, the Boston and Maine Railroad announces that starting this weekend, the fast, diesel-powered Mountaineer will again be in service.
Thank goodness.
Now, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this here air-conditioned train will leave this here North Station, Boston, at 9 a.m. Now, you'll speed through the beautiful New Hampshire region to the heart of the cool, lofty White Mountains. And remember, the mountain...
Go right ahead. I'm going to make a medley here, and then we'll go in with that.
All right. Sure. Just make a
medley. Songs that we made famous.
Where were we? Oh, we're in the heart of the beautiful White Mountains. Takes you to North Conway, Crawford Notch, Bretton Woods, Fabian...
Oh, when was the last time you were in Fabian, friend?
I'm trying to think. Actually, it's been years since I was in Fabian. Whitefield, Littleton, Bethlehem. Now, that trip to Bethlehem will take us a little longer than the weekend, and you better check with your boss if you can get the time off. Yeah. It's really fast, carefree travel, too, friend. For instance, the Mountaineer speeds you from Boston to North Conway in just 2 hours and 59 minutes. Or 3 hours, if you want a split of hair. Here, hand me a hatchet, boss.
There it is.
It returns every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, arriving back in Boston at 10:30 p.m., post-meridian. Now, a lot of people have written saying, what do you mean when you say p.m. after a time? It's post-meridian. And a.m., of course,
could mean post-mortem, too.
Yes. Take it easy.
Or it could mean Philip Morris.
Yes. Take it easy. Take the train. The air-conditioned, diesel-powered Mountaineer. That would be one swell way of spending a gorgeous weekend in the heart of the White Mountains. You board the Mountaineer at the North Station, 9 a.m., and have a time, the time of your life. And for listening to me, I thank you, and good night. Announcer?
Now we'd like to do a medley of the songs we have helped to introduce and make popular. this one. That one is first. All right? Start with that one and go through the rest of them. No, just the verse.
Whoa. Then the next one. The next one we
Lester, you can't even sing that key yourself. What are you giving it to me for?
Whoa.
Whoa. You play.
The next, of course, was Motto.
Probably rolls out the wild world. Don't you think we're...
Motto.
with your fragrance divine. See, we're going that far.
How about this one? This was another one that was real big.
Dearie, do you remember when we walked through the Tuesday dance? Why wasn't the music friends? Crowded parties down by the seashore. Every 4th of July, test in memory, my dearie. Do you recall when Henry Ford couldn't even fix?
Running board under his camera six.
Dearie, how I was cheery. In the good old days gone by, do you remember? If you remember, oh dear, you're much older than I.
And now, I never put my toys away.
You don't remember that one.
So. That was a beautiful one. Of course, y'all remember.
I'd like to be a cow in Switzerland, where the grass is always green. Where the hunters hide behind the trees, shooting holes in good old Schweitzer cheese. Where the boys are all such gentlemen, so gently they go.
Excuse me,
I'd like to be a cow in Switzerland. I'll bet that you.
That's the end of it.
Blowing out all my
wind. Well, I guess that would about cover the big numbers that we've had.
Yeah, as far as we wrote. And we don't want to go into them right now any more than you want us to.
Telephone is ringing.
Hello.
Where's our call to operator, Eugene, Oregon? Who are we going to speak to out there?
We can confirm some problems.
Mr. George L. Krubisch?
Not in your life.
Well, who is it,
Larry J. Clappy Hummonhill.
Larry Hummonhill, eh? Hello, Mr. Hummonhill. Put him on.
Hello there.
Hello. This is the Bob and Ray show calling you.
Yes, I know. I've been listening to you.
And we've got some wonderful prizes here if you can answer our mystery question.
Surely.
And you'll be in line for some wonderful things. What was the song that Bob and Ray were just singing when they were interrupted by this phone call? Mary Magoon was actually singing it, I guess. Were you listening to your
radio?
Yes,
I was. Was it Mata, Rambling Road to the Wildwood?
Yes, it was. It was. And you...
No, it wasn't either. You know it. I don't want to win that
I know,
way.
But I want a winner.
Well,
you've got to have a winner here,
no,
sir.
No, I want to win fair and square.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Was it, I'd like to be...
Yes, that was it.
I'd like to be a cow in Switzerland. Right. Okay, you put yourself in line for the giant jackpot of prizes.
Uh-oh.
And all you have to do now is identify the number Ken and Bill are going to play here now. Do you have nylon, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken and Bill. Let's... All right, now what's that number that Ken and Bill just played?
Tenting tonight.
Tenting tonight
at the old campground.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Sir.
Ah, you've done wonderful.
Well, how do you feel, Mr. Hummonhill?
Fine.
I suppose you know all of the wonderful prizes we have here for you.
Yes, I do. I do know.
First of all, we have a trip out to Boston Light by rowboat, all arranged for you and every member of your family. You will do the paddling, sir. How do you like that, huh?
He's fainted away with joy.
Oh, well, operator, we'll call him back later and tell him about the prizes, shall we?
Yes, he just sunk away and...
Joy fainted away, too.
Chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
Yeah.
I guess that's the end of our quiz for today.
Incidentally, I hate to disturb you, Bob, but... I meant to tell you this since we went on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But your cast is on my foot.
Excuse me, I'll move it. Incidentally, this is a big moment because right now... In front of all the thousands of people, I'm going to throw my crutches away.
Fine.
I figured,
sure.
Before we left, it would be a nice thing to do. There's one of them. You hear that?
Sure.
And there's the other one. I've thrown the crutches away.
Well, Bob, you're going to be here now, Ohala?
Well, until somebody goes over and gets them and brings them back to me. Naturally, I can't walk without them.
Friends, we have in the studio one of America's new movie stars, and he's in town again, Barry Campbell, and he's up here to help us face the alarm for a while. Barry, come on over here.
Thanks, Ray.
Barry Campbell.
Good afternoon, everyone.
You have been the favorite of so many of we moviegoers for so long that it's indeed a privilege and a treat for me to sit here opposite the table and more or less throw a few questions your way, sir.
I'll be glad to answer any I can, Ray.
Your last movie, Stampede, I think, was tremendous. Wonderful.
We had a lot of fun making Stampede.
Where'd you make that? Was it Times Square?
No, we made that in Colorado on location.
I see. Yeah.
And we had a cast
excuse
of
me,
real.
Excuse me.
Sure. We had real Pueblo Indians, and we had a load of real good actors and actresses taking part.
Did you make any friends with the Indians while you're in location there with them?
Well, Ray, the Pueblos are rather hard to get to know.
Well,
I did.
There's a language
a couple of
area there, isn't there?
What's that? Yeah, they speak
Pueblo.
Pueblos, that's all it. But
yeah. Go on, Barry. Sure.
We made that out there. It took about 6 weeks to make it. And
tell me, how was that film? Was it in black and white?
It was in gorgeous black and white.
That'll be beautiful to see at the theater. And is it talkie?
It was a talking picture, yes.
Say, well, that's something that we want to see, definitely. What's the basis of the whole thing? As I understand it, you are a teacher from Vermont. Isn't that right?
I'm from back east, yeah. I don't believe they mentioned Vermont, actually.
Well, I just mentally conjure up from Vermont when I hear a cowboy picture from back east. And you go out, as I understand it, to teach in this small frontier town where gold will be discovered in the next movie, in that series.
That's not it at all, Ray.
Well, now, see, I've been looking at the wrong rushes. Go on.
No, the picture concerns me as a fellow from back east who goes out and buys a ranch with money that was left to me by relatives. Didn't say who they were.
Yes, a nifty twist there. And then what happens?
The cattle all get loose. And they... The catalog gets loose. And we were in quite a pickle there for a while. The cattle stampeded. That's where the title of the picture comes from.
As I understand it, the cameramen were in the middle of the stampede.
They were all killed.
It.
What?
Never did film it, isn't that true?
We salvaged film, yes. Why, when you go to your local theater, the film is quite dirty. It's all scratched up and torn. You can't.
The cameramen, I understand, were not salvaged.
They were all scratched up and torn, yes.
Uh-huh. And then, who
you
was...
can't tell me on the screen. You couldn't tell it was me from Ava Gardner. That's how bad the film is.
Well, it's
kind of funny, everybody laughs, but...
But it was a serious
thing.
We've
got to try to pull some of the money out of it.
It didn't start out as a comedy, though, did it, sir?
No.
You get giggling a line about the third reel.
Well, we had such lines as, which way did they go? Things like that.
Wonderful.
That kind of broke us up.
Wonderful, sure. Well, tell me, who has the lead in the thing, actually?
I do.
Well, I mean, who plays opposite you?
Lionel Barrymore.
And he plays the part of
Lewis Stone.
Uh-huh. See, it sounds like a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's a new twist. It's the first time it's been done, probably.
Do you have any cavalry scenes?
Sorry?
Do you have any cavalry scenes where you're all beleaguered until the cavalry comes?
No, we couldn't get Nelson Eddy for this particular thing.
Well, who sings Rosemary, I Love You in it, then?
Rosemary Lombardo.
Say, hey, it's an all-star cast.
Kind of makes it like she's singing to herself. But aside from that, and the picture is terrible.
I know. I have done the Greek language track.
Choreography.
It's going to be shown over there, too. It's going to be shown in all foreign countries, isn't it? I know that.
I believe it is. I haven't heard.
I was called upon to do the, as I say, several of the foreign languages because I speak them fluently.
Well, as a result of this, to sum it all up, I find after reading the reviews and everything and the various criticism that I've had, that I definitely have a blot in my escutcheon.
I was going to speak about it. If you try a little father movie, I think probably you could get rid of it.
Well, that there is Mugu Gaipan.
Well, Barry, I know that you used to be an orchestra leader. I guess you've given that up now.
We were trying to do something with music back there.
I have an idea for you. I was wondering if maybe you and, say, Jack Oakey couldn't produce one of those college things. Jack Oakey could be quarterback.
Well, we've been trying to get Johnny Downs to take part in it.
You'd be cheerleader.
Yeah.
And you could Martha Ray, of course, would be the love interest.
And she'd be the fullback, wouldn't she?
I was thinking that this fall there'll be a big demand for these college movies. Jack Oakey and
you've given me an idea.
Well, you take it back to Hollywood with you, will you?
You wrote it down on this piece of paper. I presume you don't want it read over the air.
No. All right. Now, we have a habit here, Bob and I both, Barry, of when a guest comes, he reads one of our commercials.
Well, I'll tell you, my contract doesn't permit me to read any commercials.
Well, we have a contract that says you can't get out of the studio unless you do. So we're we're stymied. That's the term we golfers use, we're stymied.
The point is, we've got to have this commercial read or else.
So, Bob, why don't you read it?
Well, all right. Are you the person who spends your vacations at the lake or the ocean and doesn't own an outboard motor?
No, I spend mine at a Manhattan hotel. With an outboard motor.
Well, you don't know what fun, what carefree hours you can have with a Johnson Seahorse. They're so friendly and lovable.
And they don't eat much either, friends.
The outboard motor bar at 309 Atlantic Avenue in Boston.
Very little.
Direct factory representative and repair headquarters for world-famous Johnson Seahorse outboard motors and maintains repair facilities and complete parts department for all other makes of outboard motors.
Sir, I heard the announcement on the radio
yes.
that your outboard of mine ain't working.
All right, well, let's put it up here on the table. Oh, where's the rope? Get the rope?
Well, I'm wearing it for a tie.
Well, just take that off there, sir. Now we'll see what's wrong with the...
The rope will go on it okay, but when you turn it up, all you get is muscles. You get no noise.
Have you got gasoline in this?
Yes. Very definitely.
Oil in it?
Oil. Oatmeal. Everything it should have.
Could run. I can't see. Will you see it after the show and we'll try to fix it?
Okay.
Now, an outboard motor mine.
But I'm in a race in 5 minutes.
All right. We'll hurry then. You'll find Pinyan and Thompson boats and all types of boating accessories, such as life preservers, anchors, oars, seats, and cushions. In addition, outboard motor mine has over 200 used and rebuilt motors to choose from. They also buy outboard motors regardless of age or condition.
You
are invited to visit Outboard Motor Mine, 309 Atlantic Avenue in Boston, the largest plant and service department in New England, devoted exclusively to outboard motors. Remember, friends, you can have more vacation fun by skimming over the waters of a friendly lake in an outboard motorboat.
Hello, friendly lake. Get lost.
See, buy your outboard motor at Outboard Motor Mart, 309 Atlantic Avenue, Boston, or write today for free literature.
This week they're sending out a lot of nifty literature that you'll want to have in your library. So, if you'd like it, just send to Outboard Motor Mart at Atlantic Avenue, 309 to be exactly, and they'll get the literature out to you.
Ken and Bill, we'd like to have a last song from you or some kind of a memory to take away with us today.
I wonder, could you play probably the song that reduced Bob and I one day to hysterics, practically.
That time, too, only not to such a degree.
But now, friends, we'd like to sound the bugle call here. And if we have the full cooperation of our engineer, I'm sure we'll hear it.
Quiet,
what do you say?
Young man, if you're too tired to hold down this job, you should have some sleep.
Yeah.
You're thinking about your vacation.
Yes, sir.
Are you leaving on vacation today?
Right after the program, I'm leaving on my vacation, and I'm not thinking...
I would advise you to get a lot of rest. Come back here refreshed. Start anew on your job.
Thank you. Friends, here's an invitation to you personally to go to Wonderland Revere tonight. You'll enjoy watching the most thrilling spectacle in sport. 80 thoroughbred dogs compete in 10 dramatic races. Watch your favorite vie for the lead. Cheer him to the finish line. It's entertaining. It's terrific. No wonder people call dog racing, hey, this is awesome. And it's easy to get to Wonderland Revere, too. You take the MTA, friends, or you drive it.
Now, the roads are wide, they're pleasant, the parking is free at Wonderland, but we suggest that you get there early. You see, post time for the first race is 7:45, and then the Daily Double closes at 7:30.
You wouldn't want to miss any of that, would you?
The price of admission? Still only 25 cents, $0.001. And that makes Wonderland the biggest quarter's worth of entertainment in the world. And when it's hot in town, remember, there's a cool breeze blowing at Wonderland Revere. And, well, that's just about it. Mm-hmm. See, now let's see. At the bottom of the thing, we have, what isn't that tonight?
It's a little note from our salesman, huh?
A little note from our, agency, isn't it?
Well,
sure.
Yes, I guess it is.
Yes, it is. So long, you guys. It was wonderful working with you.
You going someplace?
Yes. We're going right after the program, as a matter of fact.
Hey, that's right, too. I had almost forgotten.
Well, this series of matinees with Bob and Ray has come to a halt. This, of course, you've heard us say this so many times, you think...
You won't believe this. I mean...
You're not going to believe us now,
you'll believe it when you hear Stumpets on Monday.
But Bob and Ray, as such, are
such as it is, Bob and Ray.
But
to tell you more about this, here's Mary McGoo.
We've enjoyed it very much. Being here with you whenever we could, whenever the Red Sox were playing a night game.
Or whenever they weren't rained out.
Or when it was raining in Cincinnati, but it was clear in Philadelphia.
That's because it was a Thursday, you know.
There was no doubleheader schedule in the International League. We had these very definite times. And,
well, we knew by 1:34 every day we were going on.
We had...
It wasn't as if we weren't prepared.
That's right. But we certainly are going to miss this studio, although certainly I'm not going to miss broadcasting the way they made us broadcast, like this, Bob, upside down, hanging
out. Well, it'd be strange doing programs right side up, but maybe it'll work out, huh?
Mm-hmm. We want to thank Ken and Bill, who've been so wonderful and cooperative with us and have helped us so much. So
many times. Jimmy Sullivan and Charlie Burgoyne and Newt Steele.
That's right.
And our producers. Everybody. All of you folks listening.
So long, everyone. Be sure and write as you get work and hang by your thumb. You'll agree it's milder. Much milder. So long, folks. Bye. Copies of today's script. Just send your request to President Collins, Harvard University. He wrote it. And he's mighty proud of us, too.
Have we got the electric blanket in the mail for him?
Everything is off to President Collins now.
Hey, if that cough persists, see your doctor.